Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Thank you to the organizers for putting on this event, and thank you for inviting me to participate. This poem is for Palestine. Palestine, we will never let you die. No matter how they silence us, we will always cry, free, free Palestine from this subjugation. 100 years since Balfour wrote that declaration. It was 1902 when Herzl wrote to a British minister, the founder of Zionism, setting out his plan so sinister. To Cecil Rhodes, he provided this, his testimonial. "I turn to you," he said, "because it is something colonial." If you don't believe me, then look at the archives of history. All the things that have been deliberately kept a mystery. What do people expect when land is taken illegally? A people which fights against usurpation will not tire so easily. So Israel's first prime minister called it a usurpation. Still, people wonder why Palestine wants its liberation. Palestine, one day you will be free, not subjected to an apartheid policy, not demonized to legitimize an illegal enterprise. Palestine, one day you will rise above the distortions and intentional lies, not abandoned by your neighbors and so-called allies. Palestine, one day you will be free, not relying on the empty solidarity of dictators and autocrats who have sold their souls for power and pride, for monetary goals. Palestine, you teach the meaning of resistance, how to stay strong when facing the oppressor's insistence. Nobody but you understands the sacrifices you've made. Nobody but you knows the price that you've paid. They rewrote history to justify your elimination, to excuse the constant, barbaric, and brutal suffocation. They said you never existed to make it acceptable to steal your land and inflict such terrible pain on your children, an innocent population, hundreds of checkpoints enforcing segregation between Israelis and Arabs, exposing the hypocrisy of the Middle East's so-called only democracy. Palestine, blood will always flow through your veins, no matter how heavy are the oppressor's chains. Gaza, we know, is an open-air prison. Almost 2 million living there with the imposition of a blockade covering land, air and sea. See, this is what it's like to live in occupied territory. Your choices are not real. Your decisions aren't yours. And the more you scream, the more you're banging on closed doors because they've already decided what your fate is to be. But Palestine, still, you fight to be free. Palestine, one day justice will be yours. Accountability for those who've breached international laws. The propaganda they use to tarnish your reputation will be exposed for what it really is, a means of manipulation to create a unified picture in the world's imagination of the violent Muslim who can't control his illogical frustration. So terrorism becomes something only Muslims can do, and thus the narrative is embedded and kept firmly in view. The divide is solidified between the civilized and the rest. On one side is Palestine, on the other side Israel and the West. One shouldn't be surprised that colonizers support one another. They all stole lands that they claim to discover. And then they blame you when you try to fight back. Instead of calling it self-defense, they call it an attack. But Palestine, we know who is really the aggressor. And we will stand with you for justice against the oppressor. Palestine, one day you will succeed. The wounds will heal and you will no longer bleed. Occupation will no longer define your state. Colonization will no longer be up for debate. You will no longer be forced by anyone to pay for the crimes of Europe. Instead, you'll pave the way to a new era where all the things you were denied will be rooted in your soil, truly unified. Thank you.